Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1731. Visible, translated text is as follows. Heard a girl crying in the National Pencil Company's place of business about 2:30 o'clock in the afternoon, in the basement. He said that they wanted to find William Calhoun to show by him that the detectives had him down at the station house to talk with Jim Conley. He said that Conley stated to the detectives that he could show by Calhoun that he didn't pull the staple on the basement door at the basement of the factory, and that if the detectives found Calhoun and had him down there and confronted him and Conley, that Calhoun would swear that he, Jim Conley, did not pull the staple. The detectives, said Burke, got Calhoun and had him down, but Calhoun stated that he did not know Conley. Burke said that Calhoun might know a whole lot and he wanted to get hold of him. Burke promised to pay me and did pay me while trying to locate these Negroes $3 a day. I found and reported that Mark Wilson had gone to Virginia. I found out at the home of William Calhoun that he was at 4238 Wabash Avenue, Chicago. I found that Whatley had been in the chain gang. I went to the chain gang and found that he had just gotten out, which I reported to Burke, and then I discovered that he had been living in Dover's Alley in Atlanta, and then I dropped that part of the investigation. I am personally acquainted with the firm Wren. Jim has been working with C.W. Burke on this Frank case and is at work on it now. I received a note about the 1st of April from Wren telling me to see Burke. I saw C.W. Burke and he wanted me to go to Chicago to get an affidavit from Aaron Allen, a Negro that I had known in Atlanta. Burke also stated that he wanted me to talk while in Chicago to William Calhoun. I was paid $3 a day and given $100 to cover expenses on this trip. Burke said he wanted to show by Allen that he had been in the cell with Jim Conley and that Conley had confessed to him that he murdered Mary Fagan. Burke said that Mike Jacobs, a Jew living in Atlanta, had been up in Chicago trying to get this affidavit. He also stated that Stiles Hopkins, an attorney in the office of L.Z. Rosser, one of Frank's attorneys, was then in Chicago. Burke said that Allen was sore with Burns men and didn't know those men, and that if it took any dinners, cigars, and setting up for me to use whatever money was necessary,